We're holding here Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis. We're holding. Yeah. In the middle, first a few lines here. Kol diisli v'yaltamod b'fnei hashor p'shor sh'ola min ha'agam. When a shor, when an ox comes up from the swamps, from the yagam, don't stand in front of him. V'fnei sh'asotun merakeid ben karnav, because the sotun is dancing between his horns. So stay away from a shor, an ox, when he comes up from the yagam. Says lav davke ele mishuga can force to come on. Doesn't really mean this response. It doesn't really mean that Satan is there. It just means the shore is meshuga then. So stay away from him. Omer Rabbi Shmuel, b'shor shocher. We're talking about a black ox over yom Nisan, the days of Nisan. She said, Rashbam says shatzmochim oylim v'gas libay v'noigach. Since everything is growing, then he feels very high and he'll hurt you then. Tony Rav Oishia, ma'achikin mishor tam chamishamama. Stay away from a short time means if he only hits somebody one time, he's not muchzik yet, stay away 50 yams. Mishor mu'ud, if you know this ox already hit somebody three times already, he's a mu'ud, kamoli enuf. Stay away from him, the complete eyesight. As long as you can't see him, stay away from him. Tona mishmei the Rebbe Meir. Learn from the name of Rebbe Meir. That reish tura v'dikula. When an ox has his head inside the basket when he's eating food, is sakli igra, you better jump or run up to the roof. V'shad di dagi metuscha, and throw away the ladder from underneath you. In other words, at that time the shor is aiming to do damage, so maybe you'll be afraid, maybe it'll harm you. Shpam says, Revusi, it's a chiddush. Afilu kisharosh hashor b'toich hasal, even when its head is in the middle of the basket, shuoichu boi v'torek b'chilosan, is busy eating, still you should know he could do harm to you. So Mela run upstairs to the attic and throw away the ladder. Omar Rav, Nizor de Tura Hein Hein. How does an ox make noise? How does the Tura, how does an ox make noise? Is Hein Hein. That's the way he makes noise. So Shpam learns the Shalom, what does it mean? Shpam says, Lacha Shala Shor Shlegenu. Some say that means there's a Lacha. Say these words, Hein Hein, and it'll stop the Shor from doing harm to you. The near Rashbam doesn't like that. The near Rabbeinai Shein Alacha Shela Goar Rosh or Goya Boy Bloshin Azir Liyafrichum Olav or Kadeshiasim Locha V'Chein Kulam. Now this is the way you whistle to Yeshua. If you want Yeshua to do something or you want to go away from you, you say Hein Hein. Hey, that's the way you talk to an ox. Nizor Diari. How do you talk to a lion? Zeze. If you want a lion to go away from you, say Zeze. Nizor the Gamla, if you want to talk to a camel and tell a camel, hey, come, or tell a camel to go away, do do, that's the way you talk to a camel. Nizor the Arva, if you want to talk to a ship, is Hilni, he, Hila, Hila, Hulia. That's what you say to the ship. So this is a bit so shred, it's less pshat. Like, you don't tell the ship, come here. Like, who are you? He's not a person to listen to. But this pshat. These are the things you say to a ship. Maybe it means also, before you want the ship to get going, that's the way you talk to the whole staff. You start telling them, let's get going. You say, Hilmi, he, Hila, Hugo. That's what you say to them. Omer Abaye, or skin, dog, fish, the kois and the glass, cup, chamin hat, ubeitsim and eggs, the kinim levonim, and lice that are on a linen, kulan koshin ledover acher. They're all bad for something, ledover acher, Rashbam Dien says it means tsaras. It's bad to cause leprosy. Or, what does it mean, skin is bad for tsaras? Man de gani amashcha de tzola. Someone lies down on a piece of skin that wasn't finished yet. It's still by the tanner. Whereas the skin wasn't turned into leather yet. And if you sleep on it, lie in it, it's dangerous for leprosy. Dag, what's wrong with fish? Shibuta b'yom nisan. This type of a fish. Shibuta, in the days of nisan, it's harmful. And it could cause saras. Kais, what does it mean, a kais, a cup? Shiyure kosa de harsna. It means a leftover kais. Of course, of the harsna means like fish brine. If you have a type of soup that you made fish in, so you have it in a cup, the leftover, if you drink the leftover of it, it's bad for tzaras. Chamin, what does hot water mean? Chamimi de chamimi. If it's very hot, boiling hot water, mishadru alayu. If a person throws it upon himself, as he's used to washing himself with very, very hot water, that's no good for tzaras. Beitzim, eggs, man de madrecha klipin. somebody that walks over the shells of eggs, that's bad for tzaras. It's a bad thing that could cause you tzaras. Kinim levonim, what's wrong with the lice that's on linen? Manda mechaver levushay, somebody that has his linen clean, gives it to the cleaners. For loynota leitim neyomi, doesn't wait 8 days. Vice says, after you clean it, you should wait 8 days before you use it. For hoda lovish lo, and you wear it before the 8 days are up, is brian hanach kinim, these kinim, the lice that was there from before, become strong now. The koshen of racha, and they make it bad for you for tzaras. So that's what it means. If you don't wait a complete 8 days, it's not healthy. Omar Rav Papa, they saw the Ispe Shunra, a house that has a cat. Loi nayo be inish b'loi lemisani. Don't walk into that house unless you're wearing shoes. My time why? Mishum de Shunra kot l'chira. Because cats kill snakes. The ochle, and they eat them up. The Ispe b'chira garmiktini. And sometimes the snake has nice and small bones that the cat doesn't eat up. He leaves the bones over. Now, v'yosav lo garma d'chiyura akarya. Now, if a small bone from this snake will go into your foot, le'nofik, you won't be able to get it out anymore. V'yistakele, it'll give you harm. So therefore, don't walk into the house that has a cat there without shoes. Because you have to be afraid he ate up a snake and the small bones are around and they'll harm you. Ika di army, some say, they saw the last patient, Rufaket, the opposite of a house that does not have a cat there, Lenayel Bay, don't walk in there altogether. Lenayel Bay Inish. Or Rufa Hachro, don't walk in there at night. Bachro means when it's dark. The Choshech. My timer, why not? Dilma Michrach Bay Chibure, Chibiyah, maybe a snake will ring around you. Velo Yoda, and you won't know about it, Mestakin, and it'll harm you. As if there's a cat there, vice says cat eats up the snakes. But if there's no cat there, you have to be afraid the snake is there, and it'll ring around you. Today I don't think we'll chosh it for this. Gimel Dvorim Tziva Reb Yishmael Reb Yisiyeth Rebbe. Three things Reb Yishmael told Rebbe. Al tas mum b'yatzmecha. Don't make a mum, don't make a something wrong with yourself. Mahi, what does that mean? What do you mean to tell him? It means, loy tehevel ucha dina b'had betlosa. Don't ever go to a din Torah with three other people. Don't ever be like you're arguing against three people, and together you and the other three people go together to din Torah. Why not? Because they'll turn their backs on you, and they'll come out the chad heavy baldinach. Out of those three people, only one of them will go but Torah he's arguing against you. For Trey Sadi and the other two people will turn away, and they'll become Edis. And they'll say not like you. Now the question, you say he owes you money. He says no, you owe him money. So now if you say those three people owe you, don't go with three people to Beis Din. Because those three will divide up. One person will come and say that you owe him money. And the other two people will be two Edim. And they'll come to Beis Din. So that guy's going to have two Edim on his side. And you won't have two Edim. You lose out. So don't go to Din Torah one against three. That's called don't make a mummy atcha. Don't do something bad to yourself. V'yal tamud ala mekach b'shor shein l'chodamin. Don't go to a store like and talk to the guy. Maybe you want to buy it if you don't have money. It's not nice because maybe somebody else is going to see your interest in buying it and they won't buy it. And really, you have no intentions of buying it because you don't have money right now. So if you don't have money, don't go to a store like to show somebody you're interested in buying it because it'll only bother other people that would want to buy it. Ishtecha tovla, an isha that went to the mikvah, al tiskak lo laila rishena. Don't have tashmish with her the first night. Now we'll soon see. That's not the way we do Bizman Azeh. We'll soon see. Now Omar Rav explained, what does it mean to say that the night your wife goes to the mikvah, don't be with her? What does that mean? Over nidah d'iraisa. He meant to say, midiraisa. Hoyol v'huskak mayim pesuach. That a nidah d'iraisa is like this. Midiraisa, when Anisha sees nidah d'adam, for 7 days she's tummy midiraisa. Whether she sees or not, even if she sees for 7 days straight, when it comes the night of the seventh day, Right before it comes the night, she can go to the mikvah, and she's Torah then, even though she saw today. Because midiraisa, the first 7 days, she's Torah no matter what. And at that night, she goes to the mikvah. So we're saying now, let's say she saw the seventh day by day. Now she goes to the mikvah at night, midiraisa, she's mutter to you. In that case, in deraisa de gadinim, don't have tashmis that night. Why not? Because since hoyo v'huchsak mayim pesuach, since she was seeing dam today, so her mayim, her flow of blood, was open today, Dilma Moshe Ziva, maybe she'll see again tonight b'shas tashmis. So therefore, on its side, we're not choshed the rabbanon the kalachis, because before the rabbanon made the takonis. As the din d'iraisa, if an isha saw dam today, even though she goes to the mikvah tonight and she's mutter, don't have tashmis that night, because it's likely that she'll see dam. But as man is that, not gay, because we hold always you have to have zayin akim, you have to wait 7 days till she doesn't see at all. So then, fashetza, when he goes to the mikvah, faket, there's a mitzvah to be together. There's no chash, it's not called the mayim pesuach now, because she didn't see the last 7 days. Shloisha dvorim tziva Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, es Rabbi. Three things Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda told Rabbi. Al taitzi yechidi balayla. Don't go out yourself at night. V'yal tamad b'fnei haner orim. Don't be in front of a candle undressed. V'yal tikones lemerchat chodesh. Don't go into a new bathhouse. Shema tifchas, maybe the floor will cave in on you. It's a new bathhouse, not so strong yet. Ad kam until how long? I'm Yeshua ben Levi, ad yud beis chodesh. His first letter be 12 months. The first 12 months, don't go into the bathhouse. So shalom, maybe the floor will cave in on you. Yeah. Kind of means their bathhouse, that was philosophic, maybe it'll cave in. I'm Yeshua ben Levi, yet. Don't be undressed in front of a candle. Detanya, somebody's undressed in front of a candle, have a nichbe. He'll have an epileptic. He'll have that namachla. Somebody has tashmish in front of an or haner, in front of the candle, is also heavily bonan nichbim. The children will have this machla of epileptic. Tana rabbonin, hamishamish mitosoi, al mito shatinik yoshin alei. Somebody has tashmish with his wife, and he has a child on the bed, is oisa tinik nichve. That child will get epileptic. V'lo yamor nesoni sedel d'lo yhevei bashosev. He's not 1 year old. Avol hevei bashosev. The kid is already a year old. Leslan bo. Then he won't get this epileptic. V'lo yamor nesoni sedel d'goni lahadi kari. If the kid is sleeping by their feet. Avol goni lahadi reish. If the kid is sleeping by their heads, leslan bo. Then nothing will happen to him. It was only said, you don't put your hand on top of the kid. You put your hand on top of the kid, nothing will happen to him. Then you have said, don't go out yourself at night. Don't go out Tuesday night. Not Friday night, Shabbos by night. Don't go out yourself these two nights. Why? The shade that's around, roaming around these nights, is Agras Basmachlo. That's her name. Ushmoina Asara Rebuya Shamalche Chavola Yoitzin. She has 10,000. There's 180,000. A Malche Chavola go with her. For Chol Echad Vechad, every one of these 180,000, Yeshla Rishus Lechabel, has a right to destroy. Mifnei Atzma, by each one of them. So Mela, don't go out these two nights, that's when they're shchich in the roads. So tomorrow, mi kore have shchich kuli yayim. At the beginning, they were shchich the whole day. Every day, they were around these mazikim. And you had to be careful from them. Zim nechoda pogav Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. One time, she met up with Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. He's the queen of them all. She geres bas machlus. This queen of all the machlus chavolah, she met up with Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. Omru le, she said to him, Ilav the machriz nalach brikiyev, not that I heard that in Shemayim, that they told me, Hezirom b'chananya, watch out for my chananya, chanina, b'chanina, over Tarosa and his Torah, sakanticha, I would have harmed you. But now that they told me in Shemayim, I have to watch out for you, I won't harm you. Omar law, so he said back to her, Ichashivna brikiyev, I'm choshev in Shemayim, that they care about me, Goyzer ani alecha, make an exer upon you, mazikim, shlei tavurei b'yishal oylem. You don't have a right to come amongst people at all. Omer leishal, she answered back, b'matusim noach shafkuli ravcha pruta. She said, that's too much to kick me out of here altogether. Let me come sometimes, a little bit, give me a right to be here. In Shavak Loss, he left over, he said, okay, leili shabosas leili v'yosa. These two nights I give you a shush to come around. On Friday night, because usually people don't walk out on Shabbos night, and on Tuesday night. So therefore, Al Gemara says, these two nights you shouldn't walk out Yechidi, because these are two nights that still have Rishus to go around. The Vesul Chodezim, that happened another time though, that Pogabei Babaya, has this Agris met up with this queen of the Shadim, met up with Abaya. Ormullah, she said to Abaya, Ilav de machriz nalach of Rekia, if they didn't announce in Shemayim that Hiziru ben Achmeni, watch out for my Abaye and Achmeni, over Taros in his Torah, have a sekatich, I would have put you in danger. So Amaleh, Abaye said back to her, Ichashivna Rekia, if I'm a choshev person in Shemayim, so Gorzani Aleichu, I'm going to make a zera, I'm going to put a degree upon you, Shlei Tavuri Beishaloylam, that you should not be allowed to come amongst people at all, not even Friday nights and Tuesday nights. Fred Gemara Kasha b'Hokachazina diyovro, but even after Abaye's gzera, we still see them walking around sometimes. I Abaye may gzera not to come. Amri Hani, after they come around, I'll tell you gizay seninu. They're small streets. The shamti asusia viyosi, that when the horses go by these small streets, they hop around with the horses. So somehow they pushed away in these small roads. The Rashbam says, "Kesholchim b'mavoyis shvili kromim, when they go through the road, the small roads of the vineyards, the susayim and the horses mishtamtin uborchim b'yishuv, they run into the yishuv. Then the kids, even though they don't have a right to do it, sometimes they run in." Yossi davriluvia, dear Nemeshav, Yossi davriluvia, of Omalei Rav l'Ravasi. So Rav told Ravasi, "Loitidor b'mosa de loitzonif ba susia." Don't live in a city that doesn't have horses. That horses don't bark there. No, the son of means like yawn. What do you call a horse? His noise. What? Name. Yeah. Don't live in a city that doesn't have horses. And don't live in a city that the dogs don't bark there. Don't live in a city if the mayor is a doctor. Before we had, don't live in a city where the mayor is a Talmud Chochem. It's the same svara. If the guy is a Talmud Chochem or is a doctor, he's busy in his work. A Talmud Chochem is busy learning. A doctor is busy taking care of patients. He has no time to take care of the city. So don't make your mayor. It's a doctor. He won't take care of the city. V'loitantz tivtarti. Don't get married to two wives. In a safta tarti, nosav tlosim. If you did marry two, marry a third one. Omalei. So Rav told Rav Kana. So Rashbam says also about having susim in the city. Rashi says susi is good to have in the city. Mishum devin tirusa the karta miyayvinu megganovim. It's good to have susim there because they can protect you from the ganovim. If they come in, you'll chase after them with your horses. Same thing, dogs. If you have dogs that bark, they'll keep the ganovim out of the city. So it's good to have these things in the city. The Rashbam says, don't marry two wives, they'll make conspiracy between the two of them against you. So the answer is, marry a third one. If two of them make a conspiracy against you, the third one will tell. Alright, let's say the third one will go join them. Omale Rav Rav Kana. Hofuch v'nevilta, go, hofuch, turn around me, work with nevelus, with corpse of animals, and don't be yosek in stam gossip. That's the worst thing, gossip. If you have nothing to do with yourself, rather than stam gossiping, it's kedai to work with nevelus, work with a corpse, with dead animals. You're not doing an avera. But stam gossip, you say lashonara, it's not kedai. Poshet nevilta b'shuka. It's kedai also that you should do work, even if your work has to be is to take care of also nevela. Nevela means a dead animal. Poshet me your skin a dead animal in the shuk. The shokel agrin, I call upon them, they'll pay you for that work. For light time, and don't say, Kahana no, my name is Kahana, I'm a kain. The gavra rabba no, I'm a great person. The sani be milsa, and it's not nice for me to do this work. It's not kedai. Rather than stop doing no work and let people support you, it's kedai, you should do some work. Rashbam, poshet nevilta b'shuka, means poshet oira b'schar. Go skin an animal to get paid for that, rather than not having any money at all. Salko le'igro, go up to the roof. Shiruscha b'hadoch. If somebody's traveling even up to his roof, he should take food with him. So the Rashbam says it means that kishateitza derech, when somebody goes on a road, afilu b'makom kor, even if it's a nearby place, there's an asechi moch. Always make sure you have food with you. Like you're not sure where you'll end up, if you have food there or not, take some food with you. Even if you could buy 100 pumpkins in the city, Bezuza, for $1, and there is very cheap, they have a lot of pumpkins there, still, 2 seknafech ninu. still keep them with you. That's always make sure at all times you have food with you. Shouldn't get stuck without food. Omalei Rav Lechia Brei. Rav told the son Chia, Loitishti Sama. Don't get used to drinking medicine or drugs, Pashuta means. Shbam says, because you become addicted to it. Al Tishta Sama Zaknafne Shinik Volem. Vestas, you become ruggle in it. V'yelibcha Sholcha. And your heart will always want to take these drugs. And you'll lose your money, so it's no good. He says, Afilu L'Refua Loitishti Nefshu L'Refua Sacheris. It's not because I take drugs even for a fool if you can do something else. Because maybe you get addicted to it. V'loi tishvar nigra. You don't take big steps. Because that's bad for the eyesight. V'loi teka kicha. Don't take a tooth out. Don't let them pull a tooth out. It's Rashi shein mamish. Or mishum choyli shesayfa tirfa. Even if it's sick, because it'll heal up by itself. V'loi tinak, v'loi tikaneh. Don't be jealous of a snake. And don't be jealous of a guy, a shiksa. Tana Rabbanan. Gimel, three people ain't miskanoim him. Don't be jealous of them. Yelohain, Nochri Kotin, a small guy. Vanochish Kotin, a small snake. Vitalmud Kotin, a small Talmud. My time of why not? Why are these three things special? The Malchusayu Achuru Yudnayu, because the Malchus is behind their ears. In other words, the Rashbam says, Kleiman, Asidin Lagodol, these three people eventually grow up. V'tagdalei Mosev Nikma Mimach, they'll take Nikama from you. They'll know that you weren't nice to them now, they'll take Nikama, they'll take revenge from you later. Therefore, Talmud Kotin, don't be Mekana, don't be jealous of. See, the Rashbam speaks out that Yuzi Gemara says, a person is never Mekana his own Talmud. No matter how great your Talmud is, you never Mekana, you don't feel bid, it's your Talmud. So Mashiach says here it's talking about somebody else's Talmud. Because if you see a small Talmud, never don't be jealous of him. Because any little thing you do wrong to him now, he'll take revenge from you later. Omalei Rav Le'evoi Brei. Rav told his son Evoi, Tarchi Becho Vishmaitcho, I'm learning with you a lot. I'm learning with you. V'loi Mistayim Mosan, I see nothing goes into your head. You're not chapping, you're not getting the Gemara good. Is Toag Mircha Mil Di Alma. Abazoi, I'll start teaching you Mil Di Alma. I'll teach you things like Derech Eretz. How do you know how to go through life with? Which means he learned with him. He saw he wasn't absorbing the learning. So he taught him other things now. What did he teach him? Adchalo Akrecho Zavinach Zavin. That means when you buy something, before you take the sand off your feet, sell it right away. In other words, do business fast. Buy and sell right away. Don't wait. When the sand is still on your feet, sell what you have. They'll have money to buy new stuff and sell it again. That's the way you do business. Hey, buy and sell fast. Anything that you sold, maybe you can feel bad while you sold it. Excluding wine. If you sold it, be happy, never feel bad. Shbam says, why? Because wine could spoil fast on you. So if you didn't sell it, you should know maybe it would have spoiled by you. So be happy that you sold it. Shori kisicha, untie your kais, untie your wallet. Psach shekecha, and open up your sack. So Rashbam, it means, shori kisicha, posach shekecha. Kibul hamoyet tchila. First make sure you have money. The Tinam betoichisecha, put it into your wallet. V'yachakach psaka sak, and then open up the barrel, whatever you're selling. V'tinam lokech, give it to lokech. But first, make sure you have money, and then you start selling things. Kaba ma'arya v'loy kuria migra. It's kedai to get a kaba, smaller measurement ma'arya from the ground, rather to get a bigger measurement, the kura migra from the roof. In other words, it's better to get something easy than get something hard. So Rashbam means mutav shielach l'makom korbes, rather to go a close place lishtaker davamur, to make a little profit milishtaker habiv makom rochid, and have to go far away even though there you make more profit. It's better to be close at home. Tamra bicha luscha levei sudna royit. Tamra luscha Rashbam im yesh tomorrow b'yosekli, if you have dates if you have figs in this kli, shenayis nabot tamarim, the kli that they put, these are figs, mar lasas mem sheichor, make beer out of it first. Shem tamtam, if you wait, toichlo ben kach tafsid. If you wait, you'll eat them a little bit, and in the meantime, you'll eat up, they'll all be ruined, the figs, and you won't have your beer. The yad kama till how long? Right. Yad levei sudna, right, means run to the press where you make your beer. The yad kama marova atlosa so. Run to atlosa so. That's how much you should, that's how fast you should run to get there. Atlosa so. Omara papa. E loy deramoye shichro. If not that I made beer, lo yath yasser, I wouldn't have become rich. The famous Rav Papa was a rich man, and he made his money from selling beer. Ikad yamri some say, Amr Rav Chizda said, Eloi de Ramoy Shikra, if not that I made beer, lo yasser, I wouldn't have become rich. Marmai sudna, what does it mean like to take your figs to the sudna? Pasha means the place where you make the beer. Amr Rav Chizda means, soid no, it's a nice soid we're telling you, a nice secret we're telling you. Ogmilas chasodim. So the Rashbam, my sudna, loma nikro oise scha sudna. Why do we call people that make beer with the name sudna? What does sudna got to do with beer? It means, sudna means soidno, means eitza toiva, good advice. He, shrei misashrin emenu, because you become rich from it. You can good, make good profit with beer. Ugmilas chasodim. Also, yocho losse semen laniyim. You could also do mitzvahs with beer. You could give it to the poor people. Lasses men stoko. Vechesed shrei ein bo karen godl. It doesn't cost that much to give away a glass of beer. So beer, you make a lot of profit, and also you give away to the neem, you could do gemil chasadim with it. So that's why it's called sudna, means soidna. It's a nice thing. Amar Rav Papa, call agav gevia boy. Rishbam, call agav gevia boy, call dover. Shetzorech lichtov shtar. Anytime you have to write down a shtar, what do you call a document, is olav kagoyin milva. If I'm lending you money, we want to have a document about it. The yamona, or else I'm lending you money, but with a document, is gevia boy. You have to collect that money. Claimer. It's not so poshut. Since they wrote a shtar, you have to know you're going to have to collect, and maybe he's going to say he doesn't have the money, it's a little bother involved. It's called agav gevia, anything writes a shtar, boy, you're going to have to collect it yet. It'll be hard to collect it. Kol ashroi, anytime you give something on the credit, sofik osi sofik loyosi, it's doubtful if you get the money back or not. In other words, don't sell things on credit so much. Udiyosi moist royist, and even if when they do give you the money, royist ninu, a mother give you bad money. Trashi the poor in LA, zuzi. He'll pay you up penny by penny. He won't give you the money all at one time. So kids, it's bad to do business this way. Gimel dvarim omri Rabbi Yechonim mishum Anshei Yerushalayim. Three things Rabbi Yechonim said over the name of Anshei Yerushalayim. Kishata yaitzel mechama, when you go to have mechama. Al Taitsev Rishina, don't be the first one out in the war. Al Taitsev Akhrina, go out the last one, be the last one out. Kidei Shetikon is Rishina. When you run back home, you'll be the first one to get home. Trashi Imtonis, if you're going to have to run away from the enemies, you'll be the first one to run. Like we had before. If a person is poor and doesn't have money, he has a right not to take stock, not to take money from other people, and just manage whatever he has. He doesn't have money to buy food to cover Shabbos. There's such a hetter like that. Like we spoke about yesterday. That's what Akiva's Chiddush. If a person is at that madrega, that he has no money, and he doesn't take from other people, that's a good meal like that. And then, you don't have food for Shabbos, you're allowed to make Shabbat Chalakol, not have a good Suda, because you don't have money. We spoke out, but people that do go around collecting money for tzedakah, then they have a chiyuv to make sure they have money for Shabbos. Or else, who are then people that do make a living? Just right now, he has no money. So what you do then is you borrow money, because you know you'll have money later to pay back. So that's the way you always are when you're low. You borrow money, then avadah for Shabbos, you have to borrow money to have a suda Shabbos. Because if the person is a person that doesn't have any money, and that's the way he lives the whole time, he has the right to say Shabbat Chachoyol, make your Shabbos like Choyol, be at the Sarach Lebris. You don't have to come on to the other people. If you see someone has a good mazel, everything is going good for him, chap around and do business with him. Either buy from him, sell from him, or else be a shutter, what we had before. Be a partner with him. Omar. My Rebbe. I'm not sure. It is. Shloisha Dvorim, you don't go to it. Shloisha Dvorim Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum Anshe Yerushalayim. Yeshua ben Levi said over three things in the name of Anshe Yerushalayim. Al Tarbe Bignus, Soma Gurus Begagos, don't be allowed on top of the roof. Mishum Aisha Shoya, because the Maisha with Dovra Melech. He says, Rashbam said, Al Tarbe Bignus means Kleimer. Al Tirogo Lasso de Brechma Fahesia, Bamaka Magula. Don't always be doing things outside in the open. Mishamaisa de Hoya means.